John here with you this morning on this Monday. Happy Monday to everybody, and we are going live with our next guest. A book out, and is called "Is This the Mary of the Bible?" It's written by Dan Corner. He's on the phone. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tron.
Where are you at today?
We're doing fine over here. How are you?
Great. Tell me about this book. Let's get right into it. What is the premise of this book, sir?
This book shows that the Mary of Roman Catholicism is not the Mary of the Bible. The Bible speaks of a particular Mary, a godly woman that was blessed and full of grace, but certainly not elevated to the way the Roman Catholic Church has elevated her, thinking that she's our life, our sweetness, and our hope, that she's the mediatrix of all graces. This is not the Mary of the Bible.
She is not deity. She was blessed among women.
That's true, and of course the Roman Catholic Church would never say that she is deity, but they don't really have to if they're going to exalt her to our life, sweetness, and hope, mediatrix of all graces. And in the Fatima Portugal vision, they say that she is the way to God, believe it or not, and that is absolutely not what the Bible teaches. In fact, I was raised a Roman Catholic, and the Fatima Portugal vision was the final straw for me, which caused me to make my exit from the Roman Catholic Church.
You know, you talk about in the book, too, Mary's other children were unbelievers when Christ died. How about that?
Yeah, isn't that a shocking truth? A lot of people in Roman Catholic circles, they have no idea that Mary was anything other than ever virgin. I think Matthew 1:25 is crystal clear. In fact, just yesterday I read it. It says this, but he had no union, speaking of Joseph, he had no union with her, Mary, until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. That's Matthew 1:25. So certainly, Mary is not ever virgin. Mary did have other children. Jesus being the firstborn, he was born of a virgin.
Right.
And the only problem is how the Roman Catholic Church would mess it up with other ideas. They think that she's the one that we are to trust in for protection. She's our intercessor, and the whole list goes on and on and on from there. But the big problem is when they try to connect her in any way, shape, or form with salvation.
Right.
Obviously, you're talking something that would be deadly.
We're talking to Dan Corner, author of Is This the Mary of the Bible? Now, let's talk a little bit about the rosary. Now, I know right now there are a lot of Catholics out there that are getting really ticked off at me right now, Dan, but this is the reason. We're educating ourselves to this, but I want to know more about the rosary and what it is and what it isn't.
All right. The Roman Catholic Church has really exalted the rosary. They think the rosary is, quote-unquote, the epitome of the whole gospel. Now, that's an amazing statement. Many people in Roman Catholic circles think that they're preaching the gospel of the Bible. Many Protestants think the Roman Catholic Church is teaching the same gospel that they are. But the problem absolutely is that it's a different gospel for sure. The tail end of the rosary goes like this: Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And then it goes on from there, calling Mary our most gracious advocate. But to say that Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope, certainly is not only an error, but a deadly error. The Bible says Jesus is our life. Jesus is our hope. And we could even say Jesus is our sweetness, because he was gentle, and gentleness and sweetness are synonyms. So Jesus really is our life, our sweetness, and our hope, and not Mary.
Man, it's terribly confusing for so many people out there. And, you know, this would be a great gift for people in a gentle way. Give it to somebody I guess you could call it a way of evangelism by giving this to a Catholic that might be stuck in that rut, right? Don't you think, though, Dan?
Yes, this book was written in a very gentle way. There's no maybes about it. It's a very gentle message, but nonetheless, it does not compromise the truth. We're talking about something here that will have eternal ramifications.
Yes.
And we need to know what reality is, and a reality and truth are synonyms, and that's why we need to get to the New Testament. Many Catholics just trust what the priest says, what the Pope says, and the nuns, etc. But unfortunately, what they have been taught about the sacraments and being born again in infant baptism, and especially the stuff about Mary, this is not true. The biblical message about salvation is repentance towards God and faith in Christ Jesus. You have to get committed to Christ. You have to stay with him. It's a trusting and submitting and enduring faith in Jesus that will get one into the kingdom of God.
Salvation is what we're talking about, is pure and simple, and if it wasn't, we couldn't attain it. That's why Christ made it so simple for all of us. And Dan, I sure appreciate it. Do you have a website, by the way?
Yes, we do. That website is www.evangelicaloutreach.org. That's evangelicaloutreach.org. They could find out about our book, Is This the Mary of the Bible? The book costs $11.50, and we can get it off to you right away. Very important book, Is This the Mary of the Bible?
Man, thanks for coming on right before Easter. Very, very, very important stuff here, and I thank you for making it easy to read for everyone.
Thank you, Tron. Thank you very much for having me.
Welcome anytime, Dan. Take care and happy Easter to you and your family.
God bless you, sir. Bye.